January 10th, 1986, at the Steelworkers Union Hall in Ogden.
Union Hall. Where and when were you born?
June 15, 1925, here in Ogden.
You lived in Ogden?
Lived in Ogden up until 1975, at which time I moved to Octrain, where I now live.
Alright, what was your father's occupation?
A miner.
And his hourly or daily income?
Well, I believe he started when the wages were even lower than when I started, but I can tell you when I started in 1943 or 62.5 cents an hour, the job I went on.
Was he always a miner?
My dad was a miner. He started work in 1923 until he retired in 1970, and he had worked with my grandfather before that.
Did he always like work in the Upper Peninsula?
My dad worked most of his life in the Upper Peninsula, yes.
All right. How many years were you in school?
12 grades in Ogden High School.
Did you like school?
About as much as you do.
How many kids were in your school when you graduated in your class?
About 80 in my class.
How many teachers did you have?
We had a different teacher for each subject, and I would believe in my senior year that I had about 6 separate teachers.
Did you like your teachers?
At that time, I didn't like them, but as I grew older, I grew to respect them and understood what they were trying to do, and I'm thankful that they were strict, yes.
They're very strict?
Very strict,
what
yes.
What would they do with you?
Well, they done the traditional things like making you stay after school and washing blackboards and that, but more than once I got slapped across the knuckles with a ruler.
Did you work while you were in school?
Not work, it is a traditional job outside of, as a real young boy, delivering milk for my grandmother to neighbors and carrying wood and coal at home and for my grandparents and uncles. And a quarter, 50 cents a week, or whenever they had some money, but I was always kept busy, yes.
What age did you start working in the mine?
Started to work about 5 days after my 18th birthday. When I graduated, I was a few days short of my 18th birthday, and on my 18th birthday, I registered for the draft and the mines, and I started to work within 1 week after my 18th birthday.
Where was the first mine you worked in?
That's the Negani mine in Negani.
How many men were employed in that mine?
At that time, I would about 500 men between the surface and the underground.
How many different kinds of mining jobs?
At that time, they just went by titles, they weren't classification, and perhaps underground you had 15 or 20 different job titles and possibly a dozen on surface.
What did you work when you first started?
My first 3 weeks were working as a track cleaner and as a brakeman, and then I went to work with my father as a contract miner.
How do you do this more? In different mining jobs, you get paid more for different things?
Yes, it's today that there are all different kinds of rates ranging probably from around 50 cents to a dollar an hour at that time.
How did you get to a higher job or one of
those? At that time, there was no posting, no order at all. It just depended where the company thought you were needed, and that's where they put you.
What was the most common nationality?
When I started in 43, I think the Finnish people were the largest group at the Negani mine, followed closely by the Italians, and then after that would be the Swedish and the English people. But I think the two largest groups came from the Finnish and Italian people.
Being able to speak the Finnish language, that helps you a lot.
Helped me to the extent to learn the experiences of a lot of these old people that came at the turn of the century, how they worked in the mines and the conditions then, and it was a real asset to be able to converse with them in their native tongue.
Did any women ever work in the mines?
We had no women in underground mines.
They worked now?
We have a few working now at the open pits.
Did you make any really good friends in life?
Some of the best friends I ever made in life, long memories came from those early days with those miners along with the people I met from the infantry.
Did any tragedy come to that ever occur?
There was a number of serious accidents and fatalities that occurred at all of the mines that resonators left, okay?
Our mostly us.
An underground mine with these caving ground falls, accidentally drilling into dynamite. These were the type, and they usually resulted in fatalities.
Did you ever get hurt in a mine?
Thankfully, no major injury. Other than bruised bones and cuts and stuff.
What safety precautions were taken?
Those early days, the mining company had safety rules, and we had colony mine inspector systems, but none of them had enforcement capabilities, and there was no comparison in the safety rules and regulations and enforcement at that time as we have today under federal and state laws.
How many hours did you work a day?
When I started, it was an 8-hour day.
Was it lots of hard work? Or?
Mine was a heavy work,
Did you get rest during the day? Like a lunch, right?
Well, we had 20 minutes for lunch, yes.
What days did you get off during the week?
Well, normally it was a Monday through Friday schedule. During the war years, it was Monday through Saturday, and even more. And after the war, we went as low as 4 days a week for only 3 weeks a month.
Why did it? Why did you have to work more during the war?
To get more ore for the national defense.
What was the largest amount of money you ever made while working the mines?
The largest that I can ever remember making was about $4 an hour in the last year that I worked in 59.
How many years did you work in the mine?
I worked approximately 16 years with 2-year interruption while I was in the airborne infantry.
Did you ever wish you'd have a different job besides mine?
Not really. Well, you always wish, but a person always realized that at that time in this area, mining was the only good paying job that was available. And the ability of our parents to send us to school, higher education at that time was pretty hard, if not impossible.
When were the mine workers union established?
The big drive here to come in the United Steelworkers happened in the mid-40s. The first major strike here was in 1946.
Who was the leader at that time?
The leader of our union in 1946 was Philip Murray. The national president. And Mr. Birkhammer was the director, Mr. 33.
What did the union work for?
Three major issues in the 46 strike were that the company recognized the union had two strike off and 18.5 cents an hour wage increase.
Were any of the main significant union leaders there?
Not union leaders in the normal sense, but there were an awful lot of good wives and friends of the miners who manned the soup kitchens and prepared meals for the strikers and people serving in the picket lines. In the true sense, they were leaders, but not union leaders, but strong union supporters.
Did any violence take place in the
yes. We had people going through picket lines in all different forms and fashion. We had rock throwing, tomato throwing. We had guns where people chased people to home and the non-strikers, you know, threatening to shoot the people. And there was one shooting in a particular person that shot me.
How long did you say it took a mine for you to strike guys for 104 days? Did you stay on the whole day? Picketing was around the clock at that time. During the 46 strike, I was home on the furlough after coming back from Europe. And so
served on the 59, and I had to go back for my discharge, and then I got back to Strike Reserve. Well, to in the community, when you're cycling, well, we depended a lot on our neighbors, we depended a lot on friendly merchants who supported the union by allowing the people to purchase food and clothing on credit, and those friendly merchants deserve an awful lot of credit for getting us where we are today. We used welfare. We had no welfare as known today, and welfare was real hard to come by.
Did Silver and White suffer mockery or score?
Yes.
Green shape?
Yes. The kids by those who didn't support the strike, they were ridiculed, and those who went through the picket line and what we commonly call scabs, their children and wives were ridiculed, and some of the scars from the 46 strikes still exist today, and I'm sure it exists as long as the people who went through those picket lines are alive, those scars will still be here.
Did the children have school days, or?
Oh yes, school went on normal, you know, hours, but it was hard on the kids.
How did you become a leader in the races?
Well, as a young boy your age, listening to my grandparents and father and uncles and all the neighbors talk and the conditions, and from first-hand experience when I went in the mines, could see the need for improvements, and that got me started into the union movement as an actor. Ever since Spike Lee, the birthday gift,
businessmen.
We had a lot of friendly businessmen. who assisted us, and then we had some that weren't quite so friendly that cut out the credit, and I think that they forced the miners or starved them back to work, but fortunately they were in a minority. They say that for by cutting out credit. I mean, it cut out your source of food. Now are you? Well, then they went to other stores and through other arrangements, but fortunately the majority of them stuck with the miners. And they cut it out so that once the strike is over, those miners remain loyal customers for as long as that man was in business, so it was a two-way street.
What was the latest mine strike?
The last strike was 1977, which lasted for 117 days.
Now, what was the
incentive coverage?
What's that?
That's where you get paid a bonus for production through your production rate.
Did they do that?
Miners didn't do that, yes. There was a commander who had an opportunity to get paid more than the standard hourly rate based upon their efforts.
How are you an hourly rate?
Well, when it negotiated for the union.